Blog Talk Radio.
Success requires knowledge, endurance, and determination. The race is not for the swift, but for those who will endure. Welcome to the Kickstart to Your Many Achievements. This is the Coaching for Success Show with the Chief Visionary, Natasha Davis. What's your question?
Well, hey, good morning, everyone. It's your Chief Visionary, Natasha Davis, right here on Coaching for Success. And you know, we're all about giving you the tips, trends, and techniques to be extremely successful. And I'm so excited that we have the opportunity to bring another phenomenal show to you that's going to share some great golden nuggets right here on Coaching for Success. Got to say thank you to our promotional marketing partner, 106 Live Radio. If you haven't had the opportunity to log on to 106liveradio.com, you're missing out on some really big treats. You'll also find your Chief Visionary there Wednesday evenings at 6:30 p.m., dropping the 5 simple steps to a successful business. All right, guys, so let's have some fun, and let's talk a little bit to our guest this morning. I am so excited. I was able to reach out to her. Super busy woman, phenomenal woman, and I've known her for quite some time, but I've also been able to see her business transition, and now she and her husband co-operate the BizLinks Consulting Group, and I can't wait for you to hear what they have going on. A lot of great things, but we are going to be hanging out with Mr. and Mrs. Alexander of the BizLinks Consulting Group, and we have them here this morning. Good morning to you guys. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. We're doing wonderful.
Doing great. Awesome. This morning. Thank you for having us.
Oh, I'm so excited to have you guys. You know, family, this is like family to me, guys. So if we cut up a little bit, you know, don't be, just keep your pen up. Just keep your pen up. We're going to say something powerful. We'll say But, you know, one of the things we, you know, here on Culture for Success, you guys know, we like to talk about, again, those the business things, the things that, you know, we never really knew in business that we found out the hard way on the journey, you know, that on-the-job training type deal. Right. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, BizLinks, the inception of it and the transitions of it, where it's coming from and where it is today.
Absolutely. Well, I started BizLinks Consulting Group back in 2001, actually right before 9/11, right when it happened. I was getting it started, and but, you know, we pushed on through, and it really started as, you know, we have morphed. We are a business of morphing, and it started as a web design company and a company where I helped small businesses get their marketing out back then as well through their business cards also. And with that, did that for many years. But then I always found I was consulting my clients so much on the business of the website, not just having a pretty site, but how to really use their business, their website, and other tools for small businesses so they could compete with the big companies but do it affordably. So with that, I morphed in back into the training, which was really my love anyway, and the technology side of it, and started working with my clients there and just told them, don't buy any, don't spend any more money until you call me first and make sure that it's not something that you already have or there's not something more affordable out there that you can use and implement. So with that, the company grew, and then I was doing email marketing for my clients as well because I was so tied in with their web design message and their marketing message. Contact came one day and did an event and said they were looking for a regional development director to do workshops throughout the state, and I raised my hand and said, well, I'm already doing that. So joined on with them, which was a definite blessing to be their regional development director for 4 years. It gave me the opportunity to get in front of over 14,000 businesses in Georgia. I love that. And with that, you know, I just saw that businesses still had such a need for understanding technology even beyond just the tools that Constant Contact offered. And I'd always wanted to open a business resource center or a training center, actually. And so it gave me the opportunity when I met those businesses and talked with them and saw that need to open the BizLinks Center and, you know, the meeting and event space, open workspace. But again, you know, in all our it was always about helping small businesses learn to use technology to be more productive in their business and to give them resources that they could use to get their exposure out there with other businesses. So when we closed the center, we kept the green screen studio that was there. A lot of people were getting the shows that we were doing. So we focused on the TV network and really started building out the TV network as a way to keep those businesses getting that exposure. So now Nash came on board with me with me in every way, of course, in life as well as the business. We're now running BizLink's TV network and helping the small business that way and continuing to do our technology workshops and training.
And the
that
process,
is fabulous.
Just very briefly add to that morphing piece, you know, I've heard that story shared countless times. And for the first time today, I was just thinking in 2001, where was I, you know, and I was just thinking that was actually my first principal position assignment. And so just talk about just that whole morphing piece. The Lord actually brought us together, and actually Pam works on really making the execution happen, and I work on the operational and business development side. So it's been a truly blessed marriage in business and in the personal life as well.
That is fabulous. And, you know, I am sitting here blushing because I just love you guys so much. Guys, we're hanging out with Mr. and Mrs. Alexander, Nash and Pamela, and they're co-owners of the BizLink's Consulting Group. And one of the things that, and I thank you so much, Nash, for getting to that point, because that's exactly where I was going to go. You know, when you have a partnership, especially in business, right, you know, regardless if it's a husband and wife partnership or if it's two individuals that's coming together as a joint partnership, some of the things that you have to identify is, okay, here are my strengths. Here are your strengths. Here are my weaknesses. Here are yours. So let's talk about that. And, you know, I'm going to ask Nash because, see, Pamela, you know, like she said, you know, in 2001, you both of you were in two different zones doing different things. And Pamela was doing the center and, you know, the business and stuff. When you came on board, how were you able to evaluate, okay, you know what, honey, this is where I bring my strengths. Here's where I can help. And how were you able to bring that conversation? Say, okay, I'm going to be over, you know, operations and things of that nature, and you'll do execution. How did that work in your mind and coming to the table that way?
You know, Natasha, and it was during that time that you and I actually met. You were already involved with the center, with Pam and your business. And as I began to just engage, it really was just a natural process, and just initially just starting helping out even with the center, I would just do things that seemed to be needed to be done. And then as our relationship developed and I realized I had license to speak on various things.
were giving clearance, Matt. You know, that's when you raise your hand, like, excuse me, can I say something?
And, you know, again, with my 11 years as a principal of high schools and middle schools, my strengths lie in organization development, leadership development, and processing, you know, just making sure that the organization is functioning at the highest level possible. And so Pam began to allow me to give input. And again, it wasn't looking like a formal role. And one day, one of the young ladies there that you remember, Cherie, said to Pam, said, we need to give Nash, he needs to be up on the board with the rest of us, and he needs to be the operations team. So that thing came out, you know, just jokingly, but seriously as that, and things began to evolve along that way. And I would tell you, just as our marriage and our relationship happened, it was just a natural progression where eventually it led to a conversation about our strengths. Initially, I would tell you, for months, it just happened and people just understood, you know, she and I understood where we operated most effectively, and it happened. But to your point, we did begin to discuss, because we both our leaders, we both have a mind of what we see, and it had to come to a point where we absolutely respected and appreciated what the other strengths were. And from those conversations and sitting out and identifying the job descriptions and roles, began to accept those. So I hope that answered the question.
It did. Thank you so much. It did. Guys, we're hanging out with Mr. and Mrs. Alexander, co-owners of the BizLinks Consulting Group. You can find them on BizLinks.com, and that is BizLynks.com, BizLinks.com. Pamela and Nash are really someone to look at. You know, sometimes we seem like, oh, the Alexanders are here. Y'all better watch out now. It's great to see such unity and so forth. So, you know, there was a conversation we had a few months ago earlier on in the year, and one of the conversations we had from a business community standpoint, right, was how do you as husband and wife separate the, you know, okay, I'm over execution, you're over operations, you know, because, you know, Pamela is the technology buff, you know, she's like our technology diva, she's my technology diva. As soon as I run into a tech problem, I'm like, okay, let me call Pam. So she's a technology diva, a very great trainer, and then now you have Nash, who really understands the marketing, the development, the when to say no, the how to say no, and things like that, which is both great unions. But when you think about, okay, we're operating, we work together every day, how do you guys get to the place of, okay, this is not a husband-wife conversation or decision, or this is not that place, versus, okay, this is where I need to stand down because that's not my role or my lane. So how do you guys find that balance?
Well, and I'll tell you, Natasha, we're both very, very kind of good and have preached the song of stay in your lane. But it works out very well for us because, I mean, as you know, we're Velcroed. So usually most people are going to see us together. And then, of course, we're together at home all the time too. But it worked out very well just because we do have fairly clear skill sets where, you know, like you said, I'm the technology person and love that side of it, the online marketing, all of that, you know, and I recognize where I have some weaknesses. And we're just really blessed that the weaknesses I have, Nash is a perfect fit. He fills that perfectly. You know, he's not the technology person, so he recognizes, well, okay, that's not my lane. And, you know, and there are areas where we do cross over and opportunities where we may not be in complete agreement, but that is where the communication comes in. And we have some fun discussions when we're sharing both points, but, you know, we're able to come to the middle. Now, on the outside looking in, other people might be thinking, what are they, arguing? Or we don't know what. But, you know, we recognize it.
Right. They're like, what's going on?
Natasha, the reality is this. I mean, Pam has described it perfectly, and we were with actually a person that we were at lunch with, business lunch, and so, you know, Pam and I had different views about whatever we were discussing, and so we were going through our process of how we do, which is a direct conversation, speaking our minds to each other. And then at the side corner of our eyes, we could see the person over there like, okay, should I leave? Or, you know. Right.
Do I run now or later?
Right. But, Natasha, the reality is what you just said. You know, it's about understanding you are husband and wife, but you're also business partners. You know, I'm going to be honest with you, Natasha. Yeah, sometimes people might tell you that, well, we have to separate the two and understand that. But, Natasha, the reality is it truly is never separation, because even when you're discussing the business components, even something this week we were going through and we were responding to, and Pam came back with, you know, her response. And I responded back, you know, again, like you're in the boardroom and you're holding down your position. You're staking your claim until the other person can convince the other person. But the reality of the matter is, just like you say, sometimes it's just, okay, I don't really see that your point is better than mine, but we will agree to go this direction. Do you understand what I mean?
Exactly. Very good.
You know,
Go ahead.
And so lastly, I just want to say to that is that, you know, sometimes even in the workplace when you're not married, but, you know, you can offend your coworker. You can offend the person. But when you offend the person that you're married to, even though you're in the working hours, you know, you see it. You see it on the person's face, and then, you know, that husband gets up and goes over and says, "Baby, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to speak right. that way, but what I was trying mm-hmm. to say." So all I'm saying is that, you know, I don't think there is, in reality, separation of the two. It's understanding that you have to manage while you're doing both, because that person is coming home with you, that person is going to get in bed with you, and you don't want mm-hmm. to bring the workplace into the bedroom yeah. at
yeah.
home.
Yeah. It really is about respect, man.
Mm-hmm. I said that's important to also state that you guys are trying to create, make sure there's not a separation or a dissection of, okay, you know, we're always still the same two individuals. It's just that
yeah.
now
mm-hmm.
we have additional roles that we're
yeah,
rolling
right.
in.
Right. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
that's the reality.
Yeah, and Natasha, I always believe in, as opposed to work-life balance, I believe in work-life integration. In this day
yes.
and age, you know, with technology, we wake up, we haven't gotten out of the bed, and we're already checking our phones.
Yeah.
You know, it's an integration, and the same thing happens in this, because we could be sitting watching a movie and put it on pause because all of a sudden we think of something related to the business and how something applies to, you know, something
right.
we want to implement. So it does cross
mm-hmm.
over quite a bit, but I think in the end
mm-hmm.
it all just comes down to respect.
Yeah.
You respect each other, and, you know, you have conversations and discussions and even disagreements with respect.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I love it. I absolutely love it. So, all right, so here we go. Let's talk a little bit now about what's going on with BizLink's consulting group. What are the key services that are being provided? What is it that people can come to BizLink's consulting group and get?
Okay. Our key services, starting with the training side of it, is, you know, and I'm really now focused on the constant contact side with doing their boot
yeah.
camp. So so we've taken over doing the local boot camps that the corporate office used to do, and we're now bringing that to a local focus. So I do all of the local boot camps, so the hands-on training for constant contact email marketing, and we also do workshops still on email marketing, social media marketing, video marketing now as well, in partnership with SOAR and SCDC and other entities like that, as well as organizations and businesses that want that level of training. So we do a lot of that. I still do some one-on-one coaching as well. So all that is still available on the technology coaching and consulting side. And then the other big side of I'll add in there some things we've incorporated is helping businesses with implementing tools like Visita, which we love, which is our online scheduling system. Oh, my goodness, that is key to running our business.
I love Visita.
Still implement that. We still have some web services with domain name and hosting. We have a designer that we work with that helps our clients with their website. So that's also still a main of the business as well. And then the other side is BizLink's TV network. And, you know, that's a huge where we are doing BizLink's TV network on location, where we go to events and do business spotlights to really give the event coordinator an experience for their event, so the attendees, they get an opportunity to be highlighted when they're at their event, and we expose them through our social network. And then also the TV shows that we do, we have, and then we work with hosts that want to put on their own shows as well, and we're building out both the network on the BizLink.tv site as well as our Roku channel.
Nice. Very nice, very nice. I'm excited about it. I think the growth, the shift and the growth, you know, sometimes you have to step back in order to go forward. You know, it's almost like you got to get ready so to step back to go forward. So we're at that point now. So let's talk about what are the things over the past couple of years of being in business, as well as being in marketing and sales and development, Nash, and things of that nature. And Nash has also been in business himself as well. What are some of the things that you guys have learned, you know, cumulatively, that you've learned that you said, okay, here's what we've learned in business so that we don't make the same mistake again, you know, kind of go for it. Let's debunk some myths. Things like that, because over years we mature in business and we learn. So what are some of the things you guys have learned that you have now been able to implement into the growth and re-engineering of BizLink's consulting group?
I would tell you the biggest thing that has been a learning for us that has brought about the most benefit has been becoming focused. And in defining focus, as you said earlier, understanding when it's time to say no. You know, we being in business, you have various skill sets, and yes, you could do a lot of things, but what is it that you want to be known for? What is it that you want people, when they think of this thing, they think of you. They think of Bizling Consulting Group. And so we had to get to the point where we really let go a lot of that and began to streamline about defining what it is that we do, how do we do it, and the market differentiation where we fit. The other component of that was that was critical was truly identifying and naming, and Natasha, I'm going to emphasize naming, not just identifying our target client and our ideal client, but putting a name to it, describing that individual, what they did, who they looked like, the age. But our target ideal client is Gail, and, you know, we can tell you everything about Gail. And so while they're individuals and companies we might assist, again, if it's in our focus lane, we will. But our ideal client is Gail, and we know what she's able to do. And even though she it is, you know, gender, not gender specific, but the reality of it is that we do find that most of our clients are female. And we've wondered why was that, and I guess I'll leave that for another show. But the three main things were getting focused, finding our lane, identifying what we do and how do we do it, and how do we do it exceptionally well that differentiates us from anybody else in the market space that we're in, naming our ideal client and identifying all the characteristics that that person possesses or company possesses. But then the last part, critical, was developing systems, and we're constantly morphing those systems, refining them, making them more efficient and effective. But those were the three things I would share with you that have been most critical for us in morphing, which also included, like you say, stepping back and really letting go of the BizLink Center, which was her baby, and then moving to another phase.
Right, the step back to move forward. This is Mr. and Mrs. Alexander, Nash and Pamela Alexander of the BizLinks Consulting Group. You can find them on bizlinks.com. That's BIZLYNKS.com. You'll find everything that they just shared, what they offer, and more you can find on the website. And one of the things I have to say is for myself, being in business for myself for 8 years, you know, Pamela is seasoned. You know, that's a vet right there in business. You know, we can definitely attest to the focus part, and I think, you know, we can all share it because for transparency. You know, oftentimes when we start a venture, it's really because, okay, this is what I'm good at, this is what I'm passionate about, here's what I want to do. Mm-hmm. And then over the course of years, we get more focused. We lose focus, too. See, some people don't talk about the loss of focus because we get bogged down. You know, so we lose focus. And one of the things that I can honestly say is once you lose focus, gaining back focus, to me, takes a lot much more work. I mean, would you, you know, Nash spoke to that, and that's so profound. Pamela, would you feel the same way that, if, you know, once you lose focus, then getting back focus can be a bit of a challenge? I know it's for me, and it was for me, finding that lane again.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And because, like you said, part of it is that you're doing things that you love, and, you know, a lot of things that you added were, you know, things that you can do. We get stuck into what we can do and what we should be doing. We want to help everybody. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we really have to learn the business techniques and mindset that we have. In one, it's okay to have perceived failure. And I say it's perceived because it's not failure. It's really kind of learning and growing, and you know, you've learned what works, what doesn't work, and you have to continue to try new things to get to that point. And but in that getting focused is really saying it's okay to let go of something. It's okay to look as if something might have failed to outsiders, you know, but you have to always keep that future in mind and where you're going, and because it's only you that, you know, you're going to be able to answer to, as far, and only you that really know all the purpose behind it, what you're wanting to accomplish. People are always quick to give you advice, but they don't know the full picture, and they don't have all the information to truly give you great advice unless they stop and spend time with you. So you're right. It is a challenge to get refocused, but, you know, I always enjoy it. I'm on a daily basis. I just stop and go, okay, what are we doing? Is that tied to what we're supposed to be doing? Is this an opportunity we should take or not take? So I actually enjoy it now and don't find it as challenging just because, you know, you've got to learn how to let go so that you can truly grow what it is you're supposed to grow.
I love it. And, you know, isn't it sweeter when you have a partner?
Oh my goodness.
You know what?
Oh my goodness.
Let him take care of that. That's his lane.
Right.
It's easier to pop the buck, right? I just want to know, operations manager, did you operate that? Did you call? You know, it's easy to pass it back. You didn't pass that ball right back over. I love it. It's Mr. and Mrs. Alexander of the BizLinks Consulting Group. That is BizLinks, BizLinks.com. That's where you're going to log on to find them and see what they can do to help you and where you're going. And so as we're getting ready to wrap up, Pamela spoke about the services, what's provided, the, you know, things of that nature. And so, Nash, I know you have visions and directions for the company and so forth. So as we're wrapping up, you know, briefly tell us where is BizLinks Consulting Group heading to now? What's the, you know, what's still on the horizon? What can we look forward to?
Yeah, I would tell you this, that the primary goal right now is for us to really get our Roku platform established. Right outside, next to Netflix, Hulu, and all the that's our major focus in development at this point. And while we say that, it encompasses focusing on our ideal client, Gail, and helping Gail get her platform. And again, gentlemen, if you're listening, it's gender non-specific, but helping Gail get her platform established on the business network so that she can begin to increase her brand's reach. Again, the most important critical phase that we're in now is to include that where it's really BizLinks TV network on Roku. We're currently on Roku in a collaboration on the HerTube network, but on the HerTube channel. But we will absolutely have the BizLinks TV network on Roku, and that's the next big thing.
Oh, awesome. Well, we're definitely looking forward to that. You know that BizLinks has the 1,000% support of visionary people and of myself, and we're just so excited, and I'm proud to have both of you on our show today. Again, guys, this is Mr. Nash and Mrs. Pamela Alexander of the BizLinks Consulting Group. Find them on BizLinks.com, BizLinks.com. You guys, it has been a plum pleasing pleasure. Now, you guys know I got that from Pamela. She always says that. It's been a plum pleasing pleasure having you guys on, and I wish you continued success and prosperity. And thank you so much for being a featured guest
here
this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Yes.
Thank
you so much for having us.
You're so welcome. Thank you. All right, guys, that was Mr. Nash and Mrs. Pamela Alexander of the BizLinks Consulting Group. BizLinks.com is where you're going to log on to learn more about what they offer and how they can help you in your journey of expanding and establishing your business. It's your Chief Visionary signing off, and I'll tell you I'll see you very soon. Be productive, be progressive, and without any hesitation, be 100% successful.
Are you interested in bringing more awareness to your business or event? Well, 106liveradio.com is just what you need. We are very serious about the way we conduct our business and would like to help you. We also provide more than just a radio service. To get more information on how we can help, simply send us your email at contactus@106liveradio.com or call 404-910-4589. Our enthusiastic staff will be more than happy to assist in taking your business to the next level. 106liveradio.com, your Caribbean and American radio station.
Now you've been coached for success. Your chief visionary, Natasha Davis, wants you to be productive, be progressive, and be successful. Tune in next time for another edition of Coaching for Success. What's your question?